The House Oversight Committee released its report on the Biden auto pen investigation this morning. Basically, the gist of it says, you know, these actions that were taken with the auto pen should not be considered valid unless there's concrete evidence it was Biden who was directing this use. Do you agree with that? And what is the implication, you know, going forward if, you know, some of these pardons might not have been valid?
Huge implications. I mean, huge implications. And what it would mean most immediately is this folks who would otherwise be prosecuted. I mean, the effect of the pardon, of course, is you can't be prosecuted. Folks who otherwise could be prosecuted, I mean, you may see subpoenas start issuing. You may see prosecutors say, well, listen, I mean, if there's no longer a blanket of amnesty over these folks, then we're going to go after him. I mean, he pardoned a lot of people. He pardoned folks who are accused of child-related crimes, folks who are accused of violent crimes. So if I'm a prosecutor, and I was one for several years, I mean, I'd look at that and say, hey, I'd like to get these people back into court. So I think that
may be
the
effect. Do you think these are null and void, these pardons?
I mean, I'm concerned about it for the reasons just outlined. I mean, it seems to me, listen, the pardon power, it's an extraordinary power, Manu. There are guidelines both in the White House rules and I think in statute, although you might have to check me on that, about how the pardon power is used and how the auto pen is used. There's no doubt the president can pardon pretty much whomever he chooses. But there's a real question is, what does it mean for the president to direct it? If you have a situation, yeah, this is unprecedented in our history, where you have real questions as to whether the president actually approved of the pardons that were signed off on his name. Like, that's a major constitutional issue. And this may get sorted out in court, because what would happen is if a prosecutor came to somebody who's ostensibly been pardoned and said, you know what, I'm gonna charge you, I'm gonna subpoena you, I'm sure they would say, well, I have a pardon, and then that'll go to court. So we may see a lot more of this.